Proclamation number 5163 of 3rd of July, 1951. Bible, Spirit Work. After lecture of Jehovah's Witnesses. Only accept as truth what I send to you from above. What does not agree with it is not my but my adversary's spiritual product, for my word will always remain the same and its meaning will never contradict itself if it is understood correctly. Precisely the wrong interpretation of my word is the cause that I convey it purely and unadulterated to earth again with the explanation how I want my word to be understood. Human intellect often gets confused and can no longer find its way around my word, but human intellect, in turn, is convinced of itself and believes itself capable of correctly interpreting my word, thereby completely disregarding the fact that divine words can only be fathomed with divine spirit and that the true meaning cannot be found without divine spirit. And therefore my spirit must first be able to work in the human being before he grasps the meaning of my word and can translate it to his fellow human beings. As I always spoke to people, so I still speak to them today and only ever the pure truth, which is why my word can never change either. There should also always be the same understanding of it, yet a person's thinking will always correspond to his will, for as this is directed so is the ability to recognize the truth. And since my word is the eternal truth it will always be recognized more or less correctly depending on the individual's will. Thus misguided teachings arise or came into being as a result of people's free will, which affects the power of realization. And therefore people are not capable of spreading my word or of teaching activity as soon as the will has taken a wrong direction. As soon as it itself does not recognize the truth alone can only be gained when the will completely subordinates itself to mine and thus truth is now its undisputed property. However, as long as it is not the will which decides but the intellect, the door is open to error, for the intellect can be influenced by the one who campaigns against the truth. There is only one path to truth which must be taken without fail. To call upon the originator of truth himself in order to receive it, and what he then sends to the human being is the only truth. The words from above speak to you humans in an easily understandable and credible way and are also accepted by those who are also of good will. 3rd of the 7th 1951, for they speak to the heart, and the heart also receives them, whereas the intellect has to make unusual efforts if the heart does not explain the meaning of the words to it. The spiritual meaning can only be explained to you humans by me myself, and again only through the spirit. The same also applies to the knowledge you humans draw from the Book of the Fathers. This, too, must first be explained to you by my spirit before you can penetrate the right meaning of the words. But this truly requires no study, no intellectual gathering of spiritual knowledge, even if the latter is called my word. For it only becomes my word when my spirit has become effective in you and then the spirit of the word speaks to you, not just the letter. And my spirit works in the person who has completely shaped his heart into love. He will also clearly recognize the spiritual meaning which is hidden in every letter. But my word, which is imparted to you humans directly from above out of immense grace, because an immense spiritual hardship requires extraordinary help. This word is transmission and explanation at the same time. It provides you humans with information on all questions whose answer is necessary for you if you want to save your souls from the danger of ruin on the last day. This word can always be taken as a guideline even by those who try to penetrate the Book of the Fathers intellectually and are still unclear about the meaning of my words, and where the results deviate in meaning from my word conveyed from above. You may commonly reject what does not correspond to the latter. However, I do not therefore reject the Book of the Fathers which contains my word, but which, out of wise discretion, conceals the meaning of the letters in order to first induce people to awaken the spiritual spark within themselves, which will then instruct them safely and truthfully and easily understandable. But as long as the spirit is still unawakened, the human being will not fully know the truth either, because I reserve this for myself but will not deny it to anyone who loves me and keeps my commandments. Who proves this to me through unselfish neighborly love and then sincerely appeals to me for the truth, for the enlightenment of his spirit. Everything will be understandable to him and neither doubts nor untrue thoughts will arise in him, for now my spirit can work in him, the comforter I have promised you, who will guide you into all truth and also remind you of everything I have said to you. Amen.